Truth News Network. It's time for Real News
without the spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone. You know, it seems like more and more often, I really am a ringmaster. There is so much hilarity going on in Washington, D.C. It's like it's a circus, and I'm in the middle of this thing trying to keep all of the acts together. And today, it's another act, folks. James Comey, a sociopathic danger to America. That's right. Fired FBI Director James Comey is once again in the crosshairs of truth advocates in Congress. Comey appeared again before a joint congressional committee hearing to answer questions. And the transcript is coming out here shortly. We'll get it and make some notes in an upcoming version of truthnewsnet.org. But after his testimony, Comey visited with the press and explained everything going on in D.C. and why it has been and is happening the way that it's happening. It will probably come as no surprise to you that none of what has happened is happening, and certainly those things that will result from the dozens of ongoing investigations into Department of Justice and FBI wrongdoing on multiple levels are his fault, a result of any of his actions, and certainly he is not responsible. Check this out.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country. How does that make any sense at all? Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter, the words of a president matter, the rule of law matters, and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today? At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base, fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement, but stand up and speak the truth. Well, this is the President of the United States calling a witness who has cooperated with his own Justice Department a rat. Say that again to yourself at home and remind yourself where we have ended up. This is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is about what does it mean to be an American?
Wow. Just listen to what he said, folks. Fired FBI Director James Comey. Fired FBI Director James Comey. After that closed-door testimony to Congress, when he was confronted, weighed in with his thoughts about, well, about all Republicans, especially about the Republicans that follow and support President Trump. Included in that are Fox News that are not partisan in whatsoever fashion. In fact, a nonpartisan analyst company rated Fox News as slightly more than 50% of the time negative about President Trump. And of course, when doing this, Comey added his personal opinion about everything that has been happening and those things ongoing in the current myriad of investigations in D.C. But obviously, there are numerous things that have happened, primarily with fired or those who have been forced to retire folks from the FBI and the Department of Justice, that Comey totally ignores in his analysis that he shared with the world. There is a common denominator in this entire debacle, and that common denominator is not President Trump. It's James Comey. He was the FBI director who, on his own, initiated the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and then he stopped it, and then he started it again. He was the FBI director on whose watch the Steele dossier was brought into focus and given legitimacy. He was the FBI director who signed off on the grossly negligent, fact-missing, illegal FISA warrant applications that started the Mueller investigation and all this noise. He was the one who has been caught in lie after lie, told in public settings and in contradictory testimony that he is still legally liable for. Putting it mildly, Comey, in the video audio above, rails against President Trump, his supporters, and Fox News for telling and supporting lies. In fact, folks, Comey is the liar. It is appropriate today that using that position as the basis for this discussion, that Comey lies, it is important to analyze how an important man in the Department of Justice could justify his actions in his numerous false statements about much of every part of every DOJ and FBI investigation currently underway. To reasonable people, unreasonable actions like those of Comey cannot be explained in a reasonable way. But we're going to try to analyze exactly what's going on with James Comey and the lies that he tells. What type of liar could he possibly be? Well, when we go to sociology, there's some definitions of liars and different types of liars. A sociopath is typically defined as someone who lies incessantly to get their way and does so with little concern for others. A sociopath is often goal-oriented. Example is lying is focused. It's done to get one's way. Sociopaths have little regard or respect for the rights and feelings of others. Sociopaths are often charming and charismatic, but they use their talented social skills in manipulative and self-centered ways. The next kind of liar is a compulsive one. A compulsive liar is defined as someone who lies out of habit. Lying is their normal and reflexive way of responding to questions. Compulsive liars bend the truth about everything, big and little. For a compulsive liar, telling the truth is very awkward and uncomfortable, while lying feels right. Compulsive lying is usually thought to develop in early childhood due to being placed in an environment where lying was necessary. For the most part, compulsive liars are not overly manipulative and cunning, unlike sociopaths. Rather, they simply lie out of habit. It's an automatic response which is hard to break and one that takes its toll on a relationship. And then, normal lies compared to pathological lies. Most people occasionally tell normal lies as a defense mechanism to avoid the consequences of the truth. Like, it was like that when I found it. Or, someone calls your spouse and they're calling for you, and she puts her hand over the phone and says, "It's Billy." And you say, no, tell him I'm not here. And you justify that lie you're telling her to tell Billy based on the fact that, well, I wasn't where the phone was. I was across the room. So it's really not liking a lie. When a lie is told to cheer up a friend or to spare another person's feeling, like your haircut sure looks great, it may be considered a strategy for facilitating positive contact. In contrast, pathological lies have no social value and are often really outlandish. They can have devastatingly negative impacts on those who tell them. As the size and frequency of their lies progress, pathological liars often lose the trust of their friends and family. Eventually, their friendships and relationships fail. In extreme cases, pathological lying can lead to legal problems such as libel and fraud. I think Comey needs to read that paragraph there. Pathological liars versus compulsive liars. Though often used interchangeably, the terms pathological liar and compulsive liar are different. Pathological and compulsive liars both make a habit of telling lies, but they have different motives for doing so. Pathological liars are generally motivated by a desire to gain attention or sympathy. On the other hand, compulsive liars have no recognizable motive for lying and will do so no matter the situation at the time. They are not lying in an attempt to avoid trouble or gain some advantage over others. Actually, compulsive liars may feel powerless to stop themselves from telling lies. So in which category of liars do we find James Comey? That's a good one. We are not today or on any other day going to try to ascertain exactly what type of liar Comey is, why he lies, and how could an FBI director do so again and again with impunity. What we do know is that he has found an adoring, fawning media who deplored candidate and now President Trump and continually looked to Comey to provide more ammunition for their daily assaults on this White House. What ammunition does Comey provide to them? Well, it's real simple. Quote, President Trump is a liar. How often have we heard that from Comey in an interview? What we do know is that it is apparently critical to Comey that Americans like him. And to like someone, it is necessary to believe what that person says. It is obviously foremost in the mind of James Comey that Americans learn to really trust him, like him, and believe in what he says. But how can we trust a former FBI director that so categorically tells lies to the press that he obviously either believes or assumes the naivete of Americans will command their belief and trust? I thought you'd get a kick out of listing a few of his whoppers. The FISA applications. In a letter to the Justice Department's Inspector General, Senator Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham say information Comey provided members of the Judiciary Committee in a private interview regarding the FISA app to spy on former Trump campaign official Carter Page was contradicted by the applications themselves. What is the reason for the difference between what Mr. Comey told the chairman and ranking members in March of 2017 and what appears in the FISA application? The senators asked in their questions. No explanation for the inconsistencies has even been proved, they said, adding, did Director Comey intentionally mislead the committee? And then there's the Trump dossier. Comey testified that he briefed Trump about the salacious dossier before Trump was inaugurated because he'd learned that the media were about to report on it. But it's more likely that Comey briefed Trump for the express purpose of getting its embarrassing content out into the public. Since, as soon as that meeting was over, it was leaked to the press. As Graham and Grassley note in their Inspector General letter, the press wasn't covering the dossier before that briefing because they considered it unverified. But the mere fact that Trump had been briefed on it instantly made it newsworthy. Of course. CNN only broke the story on the dossier because Mr. Comey briefed the president-elect about it, they noted, they being Grassley and Graham. In other words, it's far more likely that Comey lied about why he briefed Trump, a briefing that just happened to get the entire Russia scandal story rolling in the press. There had to be something. Somebody had to initiate something that would start the push toward a special counsel. And then the Trump memos. Comey repeatedly asserted that none of the memos he wrote about his interactions with Trump contained any classified information. Think about that. He said none of it contained any classified information. That matters because Comey took these memos with him after he was fired in violation of FBI rules. Comey then shared some of the memos with a friend who then leaked them to the press. Despite Comey's claims, however, The Hill reported that 4 of the 7 memos did in fact contain classified information. So it's highly likely that Comey shared classified information. It's an easy slip from one fact to the next. Comey did admit that he leaked those documents in hopes that that special counsel would be appointed to investigate Trump. We don't doubt that that part of it's true. The Clinton exoneration. Then there was Comey's insistence that he hadn't decided what to do about Hillary Clinton's private email server scandal until after the FBI interviewed her on July 2nd of 2016. Ball-faced lie. Comey told Congress that, quote, the decision was made after that interview because I didn't know what was going to happen in that interview. She maybe lied in the interview in a way we could prove, end quote. Long after Comey made that claim, however, draft FBI memos exonerating Clinton, written months before several key figures, including Clinton, had been interviewed, came to light and proved that the FBI was planning to exonerate her all along. Then a text exchange from 2 top FBI officials indicated that then Attorney General Loretta Lynch also knew Clinton wouldn't face charges before Clinton had been interviewed. Finally, there's the claim Comey made when he issued his statement exonerating Clinton that, quote, no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case, end quote. That, too, was not true. As we noted in this space on October of 2016, Graham said, career agents and attorneys on the case unanimously believe the Democratic presidential nominee should have been charged. What's more, a key term in Comey's final statement was changed from earlier drafts from grossly negligent to extremely careless. The difference between those terms were critical because gross negligence is specifically listed as a prosecutable offense when it comes to mishandling classified material, even if there was no intent to do wrong. In other words, the only way Comey could convincingly claim that Clinton's actions were unprosecutable was by watering down that language. In a piece on the Lawfare blog, Quinta Juracek and Benjamin Witz noted that, quote, the FBI takes telling the truth extremely seriously, so much so that lack of candor from employees is a fireable offense, and people are fired for doing it. Moreover, it doesn't take an outright lie to be dismissed. The authors were writing in the context of why Andrew McCabe was fired. Don't expect Comey to own up to any of this, even though that tell-all blockbuster book of his is titled, quote, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. This is really great. It's getting bigger and bigger, folks, and I have much more. Sit tight. We'll be right back at the Truth News Network.
Here it is, the 470 horsepower Hemi V8. Butt-kicking, Motley Crue blasting, Volkswagen Passat. No, just kidding. It's a Charger.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
There's enough negative news. Too bad it's fake news. Looking on the brighter side, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
And your ray of sunshine, Dan Newman.
I got to be honest with you, folks. I haven't been called the ray of sunshine ever before. This is a new one on me. Well, back to the facts. You know who Tucker Carlson is. He has that nighttime talk show on Fox News. Without question, the most detailed and specific commentator at Fox News is Tucker Carlson. Much can be said for his style, his in-your-face interviews, and confrontational nature. He's a researcher, obviously. That's another reason why I have so much respect for him. But one thing is certain. Tucker Carlson is a researcher and a very deep thinker. He often digs out a tidbit or two that no one else seems to have discovered. I was intrigued doing research for this story to find an example of Carlson's investigative expertise regarding James Comey and his lies, Comey's lies. Take a listen to this.
The full transcript of former FBI Director Jim Comey's interview with George Stephanopoulos has been released. It's a massive interview, clocking in and more than 5 hours, and it's deeply revealing. By now, you've probably heard a lot about what Comey has had to say about Donald Trump, and not very much of that was newsworthy, it turned out. The real value of this interview is what it says about James Comey. By the end, you realize that Comey never should have been FBI director. He's too partisan. Trump's main mistake was in not firing him on Inauguration Day. In his interview with ABC, Comey defends his prosecution of Martha Stewart, who you remember went to jail for lying to federal prosecutors. He then attacks General David Petraeus. According to Comey, Petraeus should have faced far more than a lone charge for mishandling classified information. He should have gone to prison for lying. In Comey's words, lying, quote, strikes at the heart of our rule of law in this country. Fair enough. The powerful should be held accountable for their misdeeds. But then Comey goes on to talk about the Mark Rich case. Do you remember that? On his way out of office, Bill Clinton sold a presidential pardon to a wanted felon who had fled the country. Comey is unambiguous about that case. Quote, I've never heard of another case where a fugitive from justice was pardoned. So Stephanopoulos then asks the obvious question. Quote, did you draw any conclusions about the Clintons, about Hillary Clinton, from those experiences? Comey's response? Nope, none at all. Selling a presidential pardon to a fugitive says nothing whatsoever about the Clintons or their character. And by the way, Comey goes on to say, that Hillary Clinton is awfully smart and hardworking. Loretta Lynch gets the same soft treatment. Comey concedes that as Attorney General, Lynch did in fact pressure him to describe the Hillary email investigation as a, quote, matter, rather than what it actually was, a criminal investigation. Did Comey spot this obvious effort to politicize justice? Nope, not even close.
His first concern when she told him to refer to the Clinton email controversy as a matter rather than an investigation.
Did you think she was doing that to protect Hillary Clinton?
I didn't know. It worried me, gave me an uncomfortable feeling because the Clinton campaign had been trying to come up with other words to describe it.
You know, I don't know, says Jim Comey. Comey doesn't know if Lynch was trying to protect Hillary Clinton. He doesn't want to draw any conclusions from that. He has no idea if the attorney general was behaving politically when she told him to parrot the Clinton campaign's talking points. Comey goes on to say Loretta Lynch is a very smart and good person whom he respects very much. We remember that in the middle of all of this saga, President Obama publicly and repeatedly dismissed the entire Hillary Clinton email investigation as a nothing burger. Of course Hillary did nothing wrong, Obama said. Well, Comey concedes that Obama is a very smart lawyer and he should have known better than to weigh in on an active investigation as president. President shouldn't do that. Quote, do you think Obama was trying to color the case? Stephanopoulos asked. Once again, Comey replies, quote, I don't know. I don't think so. Well, there's a theme here. Again and again, partisan Democrats get every benefit of every doubt from Jim Comey. He can't rush to conclusions. That is, until he sees the white circles under Donald Trump's eyes, then he's happy to speculate. Comey says repeatedly that lying is what bothers him most. He's devoted his life to fighting against dishonesty. That's why he wrote the book, he says. But Comey also says that former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper is the public servant he admires most. That's right, the very same James Clapper who lied to Congress, falsely claiming that intelligence agencies don't spy on Americans when he knew perfectly well that they do.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
Not wittingly. What you just saw is perjury. It's a federal crime. But unlike Martha Stewart, James Clapper got away with that. Jim Comey is happy that he did. The most revealing moments of the interview come when Comey describes the alleged Russian plot against our democracy. Comey claims repeatedly that Russia wanted Trump to beat Hillary Clinton in the election. But if it's that simple, why did Russian propagandists apparently attack Trump as well and stage protests against him? Comey doesn't address that. Instead, he acts as if we know for certain that Putin was working on Trump's behalf. But we absolutely do not know that for certain. In many cases, the facts contradict that conclusion. Comey is passing off speculation as fact. If Comey and the FBI really wanted to get to the bottom of a Russian plot against our democracy, why didn't the Bureau examine the DNC servers to make certain that Russia really hacked them? To this day, regardless of what you hear, we have never seen any evidence that the government of Russia directed the theft of data from those servers, or from John Podesta's Gmail account, for that matter. We just take that on faith. Everyone repeats it like it's true. But why should we believe that without actual proof? Because people like Jim Comey say so? Because our intel agencies never lie to us? Right. Comey's main piece of evidence that the president is a Russian stooge is that he never heard Trump criticize Vladimir Putin, even in private conversations. I don't know what's behind that, Comey says meaningfully. The implication is that Trump is unpatriotic, a traitor to America. So that's the new standard. Unless you denounce Putin vigorously and behind closed doors, our top law enforcement officials suspect you of disloyalty and criminal intent, and then all but accuse you of that on television. There's a name for this. It's called McCarthyism, and it's scarier than anything Trump has ever done with Russia. Finally, for a guy who says he's determined not to be political, Comey seems highly political. He says repeatedly in the interview with ABC that he's greatly influenced by his wife. He cites a number of occasions when she's weighed in on his job at DOJ, including during the investigation into torture at Abu Ghraib. Comey says again and again that he listens carefully to his wife. Well, given that, it's significant that Comey's wife turns out to be a bitter Hillary partisan. Watch.
On Saturday, January 21st, masses of demonstrators take to the streets, among them the family of James Comey.
My wife and girls marched in the Women's March the day after President Trump's inauguration. At least my four daughters, probably all five of my kids, wanted Hillary Clinton to be the first woman president. I know my amazing spouse did.
I wanted a woman president really badly, and I supported Hillary Clinton. A lot of my friends worked for her, and I was devastated when she lost.
Well, wait a second. We have news here. Jim Comey was the director of the FBI working for President Donald Trump. A bunch of his wife's friends worked on Hillary Clinton's campaign. Virtually his entire family marched against his boss on Trump's very first day of work. Comey gave ABC photographs of all of them carrying anti-Trump signs on the National Mall. We're not supposed to think that any of this had any effect on how Jim Comey approached his job in the Trump administration. But of course it did.
Let's summarize today's story after listening to Tucker give an analysis of Jim Comey and his dishonesty. Let's be clear. Donald Trump is crass. Donald Trump is self-confident. He's often arrogant and combative and never leaves one wondering how he feels about anything. Every one of us can agree on that. He is jealously loyal to those he trusts, often to a fault, as he has discovered. Politics in D.C. is far different from the business world. And people who live and work inside the D.C. Beltway are far different from those average Americans who do not. Many feel Donald Trump met his match when he took on James Comey and made Comey his personal foe. But I'm fairly certain that Trump went into that confrontational relationship with his eyes wide open. Comey? Not so much. Let me explain. One thing the Queens mogul learned long ago to simply survive in commercial real estate in New York City is that people are more often than not different from the perception they paint for all people to see. In Trump world, that is far more prevalent than in everyday middle America. And for one to survive in that swamp, the Trump swamp, the Queens swamp, the New York City swamp, requires fortitude far beyond that possessed by most, and the ability to give it out before it gets thrown at you. Let's face it, building a successful professional career in Queens requires the ability to instantly understand those with whom one interacts, and responses to those people requires instant action. Most in Washington don't quite get that. Those in Middle America, however, do. Enter Donald Trump. We can summarize where the Trump v. Comey case is by simply stating this. Trump changed the rules, changed the narrative of conflict that has lived almost exclusively one-sided in D.C. for generations. Washington government conflict, until now, has always been controlled by the current political party in power. Doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans. It's whoever's in power. Donald Trump changed the D.C. rules, and D.C.'s not really liking that. What, if anything, will happen to James Comey and his associates who are almost gone from the Department of Justice and FBI now? It's anyone's guess. If those decisions are left to the mainstream media, to Democrats, and establishment Republicans, the answer is simple. Nothing will happen to them. But if Trump survives, that will mean an end will have been put to the one-sided government operations that control Washington. And that shouldn't be operating that way. Our forefathers established it, including balance of power that has been lost in the D.C. swamp. Only one will survive, Comey and company or Donald Trump. No doubt the D.C. establishment is throwing their best game to beat the real estate mogul from Queens. Will their best be good enough? Surviving in Queens is tough enough, but thriving in Queens says a lot. Folks, Donald Trump is not just a survivor. That's a wrap on today's story for you. Another look at James Comey and his lying habits. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We've got much, much going on going into this Christmas weekend and into next week. Washington, D.C. is not in recess. Things are happening. We're on top of it all. Make sure you look in every day and see where we are and what we're bringing to you at truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.